Astrosaurs, The Hatching Horror by Steve Cole. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The dinosaurs. Big, stupid, lumbering reptiles. Right? All they did was eat, sleep and roar a bit. Right? Died out millions of years ago when a big meteor struck the Earth. Right? Wrong. The dinosaurs weren't stupid. They may have had small brains, but they used them well. They had big thoughts and big dreams. By the time the meteor hit, the last dinosaurs had already left Earth forever. Some breeds had discovered how to travel through space as early as the Triassic period, and were already enjoying a new life among the stars. No one has found evidence of dinosaur technology yet, but the first fossil bones were only unearthed in 1822, and new finds are being made all the time. The proof is out there, buried in the ground. And the dinosaurs live on, way out in space, even now. They've settled down in a place they call the Jurassic Quadrant, and over the last 65 million years, they've gone on evolving. The dinosaurs we'll be meeting are part of a special group called the Dinosaur Space Service. Their job is to explore space, to go on exciting missions, and to fight evil and protect the innocent. These heroic herbivores are not just dinosaurs. They are astrosaurs.